Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I am Tim Peter, and this is your source for all the internet marketing expertise your small business needs. Well, so glad to be back with you. It's been a while. I have been away for a little bit, mainly because of work-related things, client-related activities, and a little bit because, I only had so much to say. As the old saying goes, you know, if you don't have much to say, best not to say anything at all. So that's kind of what you got over the last couple weeks. Nonetheless, I'm back, and there's a lot to talk about. Good heavens, is there a ton to talk about. This past week was Google I.O., and Google I.O. is Google's big event every year where they introduce their new products and their new services to primarily developers. It's a very cool event if you are a nerd. I consider myself one, so I think it's a really cool event. I've never been, but I would love to go one of these years. Nonetheless, they introduced an enormous amount of stuff. Actually, I take that back. They didn't introduce an enormous amount of stuff. What they really did was introduced an enormous amount of information about how they're tying all the different things that they know about you together. How developers can take advantage of that. All kinds of stuff. Out on YouTube, they have the video if you want to watch it. It's 3.5 hours of video. But that's why I'm here. I watch it so you don't have to. There is an actual video, a shortcut or a supercut, I guess you'd call it, that The Verge has put online that they say this is sort of the Google I.O. 2013 recap. That's all of 3.5 minutes instead of 3.5 hours, which I think is pretty good. It's well worth watching. I'm going to have both of those embedded in the post over on the show notes at timpeter.com/blog. Of course, a lot of the things in the supercut, to me, left out the really cool part of what's going on with Google. And I'm going to spend a fair bit of today's episode talking about this. What Google is doing is changing the face of search completely, completely and utterly. I can't take credit for what I'm about to tell you as the in these exact words, but I can't find the place where I read it. Somebody on the web put this brilliantly, so if I'm stealing your idea, by all means, please let me know, and I will link to you to give credit where due. But what's been proposed is this idea of we're leaving the world where we search for information and entering the world where information finds us. And I'm going to spend a lot of today's show talking about what that means. So to start, let's talk about Google Now. Now, they didn't, so far as I'm aware, they didn't talk much about Google Now at I.O., at their developers conference. But if you've seen Google Now, and if you have an Android phone or you have the Google search app on an iOS phone, you can use Google Now right now. What Google Now does is it goes ahead and it shows you what Google calls cards. And these cards contain information that you are likely to search for. Not information you did search for, not responses to past searches. But based on what they know, either from your Chrome browsing history, from your Google search history, from other activities that you may have taken, locations that you've gone, you will get cards that tell you things you need to know. So for instance, I'm looking at my iPhone right now. I use the Google search app on mine. And I'd just done a search a couple minutes ago for a location, and the very first card tells me how many minutes I am away from that location that I searched for. Immediately below that, it's giving me the live score for the Mets-Cubs game. Mets and Cubs are playing this afternoon. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon. It's telling me the score right now of what's going on in the game. It's telling me that the Star Trek Into Darkness premiere is tonight and giving me the ability to get show times in theaters. And it's telling me the details of tracking, or a package rather, coming my way that I ordered on Amazon, as well as the weather. Now, clearly, these are the kinds of things I search for all the time. I love baseball. It knows I always look for the Mets game scores. Always. It knows I'm always asking for directions because I always get lost. It understands things like I'm going to be giddy like a schoolgirl to see the Star Trek movie this weekend. Clearly, it's aware of this package because I got a confirmation email in Gmail about this package. And obviously, I check out the weather for the weekend pretty regularly. So it automatically told me all of that, which is incredible. Now, obviously, from a privacy perspective, you could want to turn some of that off and think that that could be creepy. But imagine the experience your customers are going to have when they no longer have to search for information, but have information find them. And I'm going to give you a couple scenarios. The first of these is on the new Google Maps. On Google Maps, it automatically will tell you other things around you relative to the sorts of things that you've searched for before. There's a video that they have up there that I will also put in the show notes so you can see it that shows, you know, I'm in downtown San Francisco and it shows me restaurants near to me based on the types of restaurants I've searched for in the past. That's incredible. That's an amazing, amazing reality. Now, another thing that they showed at Google I.O. is voice search live in the Chrome browser on desktop and voice response. So you can say, Google, tell me this, and it will say, here's the information you wanted to know, blah, 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 blah. So it's voice activated, right? Which, again, we're starting to get into the realm of Star Trek, which is pretty slick. We're getting to things like in Google Plus. I went into Google Plus the other day, and over on the right, they've got a whole new Hangouts section. And listed in the Hangouts are people who it thinks are my family and close friends, which is pretty wild. I mean, it's already acknowledged. These are the people you seem to spend the most time talking to, so let's put them front and center. Wild, right? Now, this obviously changes the way your customers interact with information, changes the way you interact with information, again, based not on you going and finding things, but based on the information finding you. I don't know if anybody's seen the new Galaxy, the Samsung Galaxy S4, the new phone that's out from Samsung. One of the features that they're really touting, and from what I've seen, it doesn't work terribly well, but that doesn't mean it's not potentially cool as you get down the road a little bit. But is the fact that the phone can be controlled via gestures. You don't have to touch the phone. So let me give you a scenario where this plays out. Let's say you're driving in your car. You're leaving the New York metro area, which is where I live. And you're driving down the I-95 corridor to take your family to vacation in Disney, or you're going to see a client or something like that. And you drive all day long, and around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're down somewhere in the Nashville, North Carolina area, or somewhere around there. You could wave your hand over your phone, or press a button on your controller, or have a keyword that activates the phone that says, Google, I'm hungry. And because it already knows things like your preferences of where you are, of what kind of food you like based on past search history, and because it knows where you are, because you're using Google Maps to give you the directions, and because the phone tells you where you're actually located, it can actually bring up search results automatically based on that information right now. This all works today. Piece of cake. Even crazier, it could, theoretically, not wait for you to wave your hand over the phone or press a button, but it could simply alert you. Hey, Tim, you've been driving for 8 hours. Maybe you're getting hungry. Shall I read you restaurants in the area? Now, if this sounds like science fiction, it shouldn't. The technology all exists right now. I'm very fond of this quote. I use it all the time about the William Gibson quote, that the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. And if you look at things from the keynote, or you look at the supercut of the keynote from The Verge or any of those places, you can see that all of this exists right now. Yeah, some of it might need to work a little better, but conceptually, it's all there. And that changes the game in terms of the way your customers are going to search, quote unquote, going forward. Because they're not going to search. They're not going to go find information. Information is going to find them. And while it's very soon to say what that means and what you do about it from a business perspective, I'm going to be exploring that a lot over the coming weeks and months, because that's going to change your customers' experience dramatically and offer you both challenges and opportunities to reach those customers in new, different, and more effective ways, or potentially your competitors. And it's one of the reasons why mobile is so hugely important and why I talk about mobile so much. Because whether you're using an Android phone, or you're using Google Maps on an iOS device, or you're using Google Search on an iOS device, or you're using Google Chrome on an iOS device, Google is building all this information about you so that it can put the right information in front of you at the right time to answer your questions. And let's be fair, they're not alone in doing this. Apple is doing the same thing. And it's got Siri, and it's got Maps, and it's got Safari to do all that same kind of information. Microsoft is trying to do the same thing. Facebook is trying to do the same thing. Even people like Amazon are trying to do the same thing. So no matter who wins, no matter which company wins, the reality is information is going to find your customers in ways it never has before. Your customers aren't going to go seeking the information. The information is going to land in front of them. So stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more information on this as we go forward. Now, checking out the clock on the wall, it is definitely time to wrap up for the day. As ever, I want to thank you for listening and hanging with me while I've been gone the last couple of weeks, but thanks so much for hanging with us here at Thinx. I am going to put up the show notes at timpeter.com/blog. You can subscribe there. You can subscribe in iTunes by going to iTunes and doing a search for Thinx Out Loud, or on the blog at timpeter.com/blog. Click on the podcast link in the right hand side and click on subscribe there. And you can email me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. That email address is podcast@timpeter.com. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinx Out Loud next week. Bye, everybody.